I remember one time my mom and I driving across the desert. It was so hot, about 105 degrees. The car did not have air conditioning, and the gas stations would be about 100 miles apart. I woke up one time thinking I was so thirsty. All I wanted was a cold glass of water to quench the thirst. My friend, Jesus is the living water. He's the only one that can quench your thirsty soul.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Philippians in chapter 3 and the 10th verse, as Paul the Apostle writes, inspired of the Holy Ghost, that I may know him, that is, that he might know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. It doesn't mean that Paul is not saved. No, Paul is saved. Paul knows the Lord. He's baptized in the Holy Ghost. He's filled with the Spirit of God. And God used Paul mightily in ministry, that many were saved, healed, and delivered through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Paul says here in verse 10 that I may know him. Now, what that means is that Paul has this intense craving for God, that he might experience Christ, that he might know him experientially, the power of God in his life. My friend, I pray that you also have this intense craving for the Lord, that you have this desire for God more than anything else in this life. You know, we talked about the Laodicean church. They thought they were okay, but my friend, they were not okay. See, Jesus knows all things. Jesus sees all things. And so he said in verse 16 of Revelation chapter 3, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Now, they thought they were okay, but Jesus says, you're lukewarm. You don't have a hunger for me. You don't have a passion for me. You don't have a heart that's on fire for me like you perhaps once had. My friend, Jesus said, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. That was the counsel of the Laodicean church. That's what Jesus saw. That was the estimate of God towards them, but they did not see their condition. They thought they were just fine. My friend, I wonder what God sees in us. If God looks at us, God sees us, then I wonder what kind of condition he would see us in. Are we on fire for God? Do we have a heart for God? Are we God seekers? Are we desiring Jesus more and more in our life? Or are we passive? Or are we lukewarm in our relationship with the Lord? Paul wanted to know Jesus, and he wanted to know the power of the resurrection of God. You know, I think of Psalm 42 and verse 1. The psalmist says, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God." This psalmist has this intense craving for God. He wants to know the Lord. He wants to draw closer to God. He said in verse 2, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." I wonder what our soul thirsts for today. You know, I find that there are people that thirst for the world. They thirst for sin. They thirst for the pleasures of this life. They thirst for monetary gain. They thirst for comfort. But are they thirsting to know God? This psalmist was thirsty. But what was he thirsty for? Pleasure? No. Was he thirsty for comfort? No. He was thirsty for God. He said in verse 2, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night." My friend, he desired to draw closer to the Lord. He had a heart for God, a passion for the Lord. You can imagine a deer thirsting, crossing perhaps a dry place, coming to the water brook, drinking that water. My friend, come and drink of the living water. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is the one that will fill your spirit and your soul.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.